Seemed quite normal, but all of a sudden red dots began to drip from the sky. That's a bit peculiar, I thought, but the shower of red dots kept falling more and more and more. As I turned the corner, I nearly jumped out of my skin. The two buildings that I was walking between suddenly grew very tall, so tall in fact they eventually touched the sky. I wasn't really expecting this. I wasn't expecting this at all. The outside world was becoming too bright, too busy. It was really bugging me. So I went inside. Or should I say, underwater. Kaleidoscopic fish were drifting around in the air. Pebbles and shells were strewn around the floor. And a beautiful mermaid swam into view. Everyone was smiling, but their smiles began to stretch from ear to ear, making them look quite evil. What on earth is happening? I sat down in a corner and looked at the reefer in my hand. Although there was smoke billowing from it, it wasn't actually burning down. That's strange, I thought. Card dealer on the next table had a widow's peak, making him look quite devilish. Suddenly he flashed three aces in front of my eyes, and the image of Satan and those aces burned into my mind. I can still see them. I thought a million thoughts and looked down at my hand again, surprised to see that the reefer was still there. It looked exactly the same. I was puzzled. What on earth is going on? I came to the conclusion that for the first time in my life, I had lost my perception of time and was filled with paranoia. For a while, I believed I was going to meet my maker. I had to get out of there, back into the warm, safe world. But the world had changed. It was bigger, brighter, stranger, and more dangerous. The yellow brick road led over a melting bridge and meandered into the distance. It was lined with giant toadstool lampposts. A shimmering emerald city lay on the other side of a river of liquid colour, covered in tall spires, and shining in the dusky sky like the aurora borealis. I sat down cross-legged in the middle of a field and gathered my senses together enough to contemplate these three questions. Am I going out of my mind? Will it last forever?